Team is back for Halloween time. Linus and Sally are missing. Tricks or treats? Wait, who says that?
Happy Halloween, timies. That was jarring. Welcome to Parents Night Mini. Coincidentally, also about the same subject, basically, as our first Parents Night Mini,
Charlie Brown.
It's the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown is one of those specials that has sort of always been there.
Hey, listeners, have you ever watched this special? Leave a comment, like the bell, smack the thing.
Smack the thing?
I don't know.
What, like your butt? You smell just like poopies, you smell just like
When was
like
the first time you watched this?
Fucked if I know. It was...
You were a kid, though, right?
I was a kid, yeah. Same with the Christmas one. Like, I don't remember the first year I saw him. It was just, like, always there. As early as I was aware of Christmas and Halloween specials, I was aware of these.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I think as a kid, I liked this one better than Christmas.
Really?
Cool, because more happens in it, kind of.
You know, actually...
Christmas doesn't have much of a
No, actually,
story.
No, yeah.
It's
I was going to say, maybe
it's just like a slice.
But I love the Christmas one.
No, I love the Christmas one, but as a kid, this one has more... eventful things in it. Like, there's the Red Baron stuff and the just them waiting for the Great Pumpkin and you're hoping the Great Pumpkin's going to show up.
Yeah.
Whereas the Christmas one is just like, it's Christmas time and here's what it's like to be at Christmas time.
I want to tell you that if you buy it on Amazon Prime, it's beautiful in HD.
It is beautiful
like,
in HD.
We have a giant TV.
Looks great.
Because we're awesome. No, we have a giant TV and it looks really good. Like some older things you watch on a giant TV and they look like garbage.
Yeah.
This looks amazing.
Yep.
You're welcome, Amazon, I guess.
You're welcome, Amazon? What, for the plug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they need...
Jeff Bezos is going to be dancing in his pajamas.
I don't think Jeff Bezos gives a shit about our endorsement.
Want to know something fun from the trivia section?
Sure.
Kelly's going to tell you trivia from IMDb.
IMDb-E-E-E?
Yeah. The actress that plays Sally was just about to record her lines, and then the producers received a phone call from her mom letting her know that one of her teeth was very loose, and they were like panicked that it was going to change her her voice and her speaking style. So they rushed her to the studio, and she finished recording her lines, and just as she said the last line, her tooth popped out. Could you imagine if she was like, Linus, I'm so mad at you, Linus!
It was probably on the line, you owe me restitution. You owe me restitution!
Oh,
no.
After this was aired originally, children from all over the country sent candy to Charlie Brown out of sympathy.
Oh.
How sweet are kids?
What was Charlie Brown's address?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Did Charles M. Schultz just be like, holy shit, I just got a fucking whole lot of candy. This will hold me for months.
Mm. The color timing in this is a little off. Charlie Brown looks very pink.
He's very pink.
You know what, Amazon? I take it back.
You know what, Jeff? Fuck you.
Oh, my. Justin.
What?
You're feisty.
Yeah.
You were feisty tonight.
I'm always feisty. Jeff Bezos can handle my insults. He's a trillionaire.
Who's Jeff Bezos?
Linus doesn't care one whit for Santa Claus.
No, and that's evidenced in the next one, too, because at Christmas time, he's like, yeah, that's nice. All about Jesus, though. Let me talk about Jesus.
Jesus
is the reason for the season.
Christ is the reason for Christmas.
I just like how he says pumpkin.
Now, why is this random girl in their house?
She's hanging out with Lucy.
I guess. It's kind of rude of a guest to come over and just yell at her friend's little brother.
Oh, I totally...
He should have been like, get the fuck out of my house, bitch.
One of my brothers had a friend like that.
Did you ever go in a sheet with holes in it?
No. However, one year we were angels, me and Scott. He was like three. And we had just moved to Weymouth, and it was my first time really remembering trick-or-treating. Like, I think in years before that, we just went to Grampy's house.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made, she, like, cut out sheets to make our angel gowns, but made us wear our winter coats underneath it, and I was pissed. Because I was like, this looks stupid!
I bet your immune system thanked her for it, though.
Are you defending my mother's horrible costume choice?
I thought, instead of the word horrible, I thought you were going to go into the word whorish.
That'd be funny. No, I'm sure my immune system did. It was freezing that night. I do specifically remember how cold it was.
The first costume I think I remember having, and I'm not sure how much trick-or-treating I actually did, but I loved the costume, was I had a Spider-Man costume.
Ooh, cool.
And it was one of those shitty half-face mask smock costumes that that was all we had as kids.
Right.
They were terrible.
Right.
And we loved him.
And that was what we had. And it literally was plastic. It was like a plastic shopping bag.
It was awful.
Yeah. And the masks were terrible, and he couldn't breathe. And let's be honest, they were super duper creepy.
I had a Spider-Man one, I had a werewolf one, and I had a Chewbacca one. And the Chewbacca one gave me like a rash on my face.
Ooh.
So after that, I didn't wear masks for Halloween for years.
Yeah.
Linus is about to cheat himself out of tricks or treats, as they call it in this episode.
Yeah.
I've never, ever heard anyone at any time, for any reason, ever call it tricks or treats.
I'm looking it up on Google. I'm gonna look it up on Google.
And now he's about to cheat Sally out of tricks or treats as well. Wonder how that's gonna go. She just read that line in, like, on a page. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for extra candy for that blockhead.
It's like someone's holding cue cards but fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, Merriam-Webster talks about it.
Why does Charlie keep getting a rock? Also, how in the fuck did Charlie screw up that badly with the scissors? His job was to cut 2 eye holes. He ended up cutting like 14 eye holes.
He's not talented.
As a kid, this was my favorite part of the show, was Snoopy flying his airplane house.
Trick or treat, as a set phrase, had yet to fully gel as late as 1965 when a penis cartoon, blah, 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 blah,
really?
Tricks or treats in the speech bubble hovering above her. 1972, a Merriam-Webster editor wrote a note objecting to the defining of trick or treat as the Halloween practice rather than a Halloween practice, because the beginning word makes the sound like a universal practice, but I had never heard of it when I was a child in Southern Illinois.
What did they call it back then?
I don't know.
Canvassing for candy?
I don't know.
Begging for sweets? Panhandling for sugar?
1942... In Decatur, Illinois, the custom was to say trick-or-treat in a disguised voice. The proposal
disguised voice?
The proposal
They don't know who you are anyway.
The proposal is obviously a mild kind of blackmail in which, whatever the motives, the treats are always forthcoming.
Yeah, are you basically saying, give me candy or I'm going to play a trick on you?
Yes.
Like, burn
but
your house
no
down?
No one has ever said, I'll take the trick. Burn your house down. I'll take the trick. Okay, back up. Here comes the bombs.
Do you enjoy cocktails?
Watch out, house.
How about that of the Molotov persuasion?
Watch out, house. Here come grenade.
Stand by, house. Here come grenade. That's our one and only Suicidal Tendencies reference on Parents Night In. Blah. Ah.
I love her.
She does not like animals.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be excited if I put my head in a bucket of water and then I came up and Beasley's mouth was touching mine. I'd go, buch, ugh, poison dog lips, buch, ugh. This is my favorite. When Snoopy dances, it makes me so happy.
It's such a shoehorn scene, too. Like, there's no reason for it, really.
Nope. It's just, well, it's a comic strip. It just keeps going scene to scene. But,
We gotta get Schroeder in here somehow.
At some point...
Have Snoopy dance.
Yeah. At some point,
he's gonna have very bad posture sitting at that tiny piano.
Yeah. At some point, NBC aired this, and they took this scene out when they aired it.
To make room for more commercials?
Probably.
Fuckers. Why is the music making him cry?
It's sad music, Justin.
Is it?
Yes, it's in a minor key.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that's true.
It's sad, though. Sad music.
I wouldn't call it sad.
If you were watching a silent picture, you couldn't see someone in anguish over this music?
Silent picture. If you were watching a silent moving picture, what accent was that?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Were you trying to be Leo from
Django?
From Django?
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense.
I know, that's why I'm confused.
If you were watching a silent moving picture, this music would be perfect for the sad scene.
At the Nickelodeon. Ooh, you sounded good saying that. You got the L down.
Thanks. Nickelodeon. Was that?
I like how his hair stands up on end.
Yeah. As a kid, I was so disappointed when it turns out to not be the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that must be an amazing looking character. I want to see what that looks like. But then you never get to see it because it doesn't exist.
It's like the Baxon. But then you see the Baxon.
Yeah, that's true.
Baxon!
And then he's like, Baxon, that sounds scary.
Yeah. I love Winnie the Pooh. And I missed it.
She did the Stevie Wonder move.
Yeah, she did.
Halloween's over, and I fucking missed the things. Trick or treating, son of a bitch.
Sally is a strong, independent woman. She knows
she's such an independent woman that she got talked into waiting outside for the Great Pumpkin in like 2 seconds instead of going off with her friends.
You know what, Justin?
Just because of the guy that she likes. Yeah, she's a real independent woman.
Do you know what she is? She's
a sucker.
Woman who fell in love and then realized that she shouldn't be chasing boys. And you know what?
What?
She learned her lesson and then she ran for president.
She ran for president?
I don't know. She seems like she could be a politician.
Did she win?
No. Because her boyfriend ran against her and she decided to join his team.
He implemented policies that were 180 degrees from what she was going to do.
Wait a minute. I don't think she learned her lesson.
No. Why did she set her alarm for 4 a.m?
To make sure that idiot came in from
the pumpkin patch. But like bedtime for them is probably what, 8, 9 o'clock? She set it for 7 hours after bedtime?
Did she set her alarm or did it ding 4 times because it was 4 a.m. like a church clock?
I'm pretty sure alarm clocks don't do that. That would kind of defeat the purpose of having an alarm clock.
I don't know.
It wakes you up every hour.
I don't know.
Surely she should have set it for like 10 o'clock.
Shirley set her alarm clock?
Yes. She should have set it for 10 p.m.
Why did she set her alarm? Hold smash!
Is that what I sounded like?
Yeah, you get angry.
Jesus.
So this one definitely captures, I think, the essence of Halloween and the way that the Christmas one captures the essence of Christmas.
It feels like what Halloween felt like as a kid.
And when I watch it, I'm taken back to those feelings. Yeah. And I feel like I'm sitting on my living room floor as a kid.
Watching this. And eating candy.
Well, I didn't have candy yet.
Like, we would go trick-or-treating and
we
then...
We didn't have this on, like, a recorded tape or anything.
I never had it on a tape.
Yeah, like, I only watched it when it was on network TV. And then I had the tape when we were... I think I was late in my, middle high school years. We had Charlie Brown Christmas on tape on TV.
Yes, we did too. But Halloween, we never actually got a tape of it. And I would just have to wait for it to come on TV every year.
Yeah.
But so the twins and I would go trick-or-treating every year and then come back to our house and eat candy. And there was one year my dad read us an Edgar Allan Poe story,
which was
fun. So that's the kind of thing I think of when I think of Halloween.
Did he sing Quoth the Raven Nevermore?
No, it was The Black Cat that he read us.
Good one.
That is a fucked up story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great story, yeah. I think it's my favorite.
Is that the one with the cat in the walls?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a weird year for Halloween this year.
It is.
It's not going to be our normal deal. And it's like Halloween and a full moon and social distancing and all kinds of crazy shit. But I'm excited to celebrate outside.
Yeah.
And like... you know, do the driveway thing and see people from a distance and maybe create a couple new traditions in our new place. It'd be kind of cool.
Yes. Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin!
They managed to create, even though he doesn't show up, they created a Halloween icon of sorts.
Yeah.
Woo! They were like, well, we don't have Santa this time, so... it's a great pumpkin. There we go. It's a giant pumpkin that comes out of the pumpkin patch, except we never see it because it's not real. But everyone will be talking about it every year.
And you know what? We'll save money on animation materials.
That's right. We don't have to draw it.
You know what it is? They had it ready to go, and then the budget got cut, and they were like, we got to get rid of some paint.
Shit. Put Snoopy in there instead.
When you put this together in post-production, I would love it and enjoy it very much. If you would put together what you think the Great Pumpkin looks like.
I'll see if I can come up with something.
Or I don't know, maybe you don't want to ruin it.
No, I want to ruin
it. For everybody.
No, I want to ruin it for everyone. Okay. Actually, that'll be a good hook. It'll be like, we never got to see the Great Pumpkin, but here's what he looks like. I've gotten an exclusive interview with one Great Pumpkin. All these years later. Anyway, thanks for... indulging us one last time this Halloween season.
One last time.
With a Parents' Night mini.
Ghost Kelly is going home.
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 And
Ghost
scene.
Kelly is going home. Lord, she's been back in our house 4 episodes. Now get the fuck out, bonk.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.